Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit Zurich.ie to find out more.
For more reaction, we're joined now by Michael Collins, Independent TD for Cork South West. Michael, do you think the government has got things right in terms of the speed and the pace of opening up?
In most cases, yes, Sarah, but I certainly look at places like construction. I think that should have been open much sooner, fully reopened much sooner. I even look at churches, you know, in a situation there where 50 are loading a church. I probably could go into Tesco and anywhere in Dublin or Cork this evening where there'd be 150 maybe plus people inside. Churches are as big as some of them shopping stores, so they could certainly have maybe looked at numbers above the 50, but at least things are reopening, and that's a positive step, and we must welcome that. I do have concerns, obviously, for the hotel, the restaurant, the cafes, the B&B, that sector there. Well, you know, they're reopening in the pubs. It's you know, outdoor customers, a lot of pubs can't cater for outdoor. A lot of restaurants can't cater for outdoors, so that's going to be a problem. And obviously, we're totally depending on good weather, which can be a bit dicey at times. So, like, I welcome the sector's been open. Some certainly could have been open sooner than this.
Sure, and I hear what you're saying in terms of what could have been done before now, but when it comes to the pubs then and the restaurants who will be only allowed to do outdoor dining for the foreseeable future, we haven't any date for indoor dining for those, it will be difficult, certainly, but do you accept that that is necessary, that those businesses cannot have indoor dining over the next couple of months?
I think, in fairness, when it comes to the pubs, most of them have been shut over 12 months now, which is a huge, massive problem for a lot of publicans who have mortgages or whatever. I think they certainly should look at that area again in the next week or two. If the numbers are continue to stay as low as they are and maybe end up being lower, that you should consider having open pubs inside. Because what we're going to have a situation is there's going to be large gatherings outside of some establishments and other establishments closed, where you could separate the crowd and have them, you know, in different areas rather than having them in one drinking environment. I think that area.
Yeah, Michael, but they'd be in different areas indoors, and you know, we're learning a lot about this virus, and one of the big messages that has come through loud and clear is that indoors is problematic.
It is problematic, but I saw the efforts that the publicans went to, going back when they did open for a short period of time. They spaced out customers. They had screens in between customers, and you know, I think they're very anxious to open their doors, obviously, but they're very anxious to work to make sure that their customers is safe. You know, I look at hairdressing. I'm delighted the hairdressing is open, because that's very important for, you know, a lot of obviously females like to get their hair done, and everybody does, in fairness. And
maybe yourself, Michael, will you be queuing
absolutely
up?
I will be calling on my hairdresser as well to look after me. But in fairness, you know, they've been closed. And I was listening to a lady earlier saying that, you know, they'll do everything in their power, even if it means they have to antigen test their customers before they come there, because they cannot even contemplate a fourth lockdown. So yeah, they're definitely in a very serious situation. You have a lot of companies in the country, you know, in serious situations, and we need to get this country reopened again in a safe manner. And I hope that can happen with sports and with different things that are going to happen.
And speaking of sports, I'm going to move on to my next guest. But for now, Michael Collins, Independent TD for Cork South West, thank you very much for joining us. And we're joined now by Micheál Martin, Chairperson of Wexford GAA, to talk about the sporting sector. What's your reaction to the news that we've got from today, Micheál? Matches will be allowed to resume from the 7th of June.
Hi, Sarah. Yeah, listen, I think it's a good week for sport lovers, with children returning this week, and now very much light at the end of the tunnel for adults, for those over 18, able to return to training, first of all, on 10th of May, and then matches on the 7th of June. I think it's a really positive announcement, and it'll be greeted with a lot of a positive reaction this evening.
What about spectators then and crowds going to matches? What do you think of what has been announced in relation to that today?
Well, I think there's some indication that in the month of July we will see crowds return to games. I think that's important. It'll be, I think, 12 months ago, Wexford GAA, 12 months ago in July, Wexford GAA, I think, were the first organisation to make a submission to NPHET and to the Department of Sports in relation to crowds attending games and doing so safely in pods. It seems, given all the research, that it's going to be an outdoor summer, so hopefully we'll be able to see a restricted level of crowd attendance at club games and at inter-county games in July. We'll have some very prominent GAA matches in the month of July leading into August. It would certainly, I think, give the nation a lift to see crowds attend those games.
But it looks like there will not be packed stadiums anytime soon.
Yeah, I don't think that expectation is there, to be fair. There, I think certainly from the GAA, I think everything has the approach that has been taken has been measured and has been cautious. And I don't think there's an expectation that we will see what we saw in Australia last weekend with a full house in the MCG. But certainly, if we could anticipate somewhere between 20 and 25% attendance, and we could start planning for that and doing it safely, I think that would be welcomed. It's a positive evening, but the plans need to be in place now to make further progress, I think.
All right, Micheál Martin, chairperson of Wexford GAA. Thank you very much for joining us.